All right, so Shlomo's beautiful teachings on Kiddush, Yachat, Urchat, Karpas. HaSeder Matchil BeKadesh. Anachno Osim Kiddush. The Seder begins with Kaddish. We do Kiddush. The Rebbe Alexander Shoel, and the Alexander Rebbe asks, Hala Kol Agadah Bnuya Ala Shelot Shel Yiladim. The whole structure of the Seder is built off of the questions of the children. Madu Anachno Lo Matchilim Et HaSeder Iman Ishtana. So why don't we start off the Seder with Manishtana, Od Lifnei Kiddush, even before Kiddush? Zeh yechol liot kol kach yafeh, it would be so beautiful. Kodem ha-yeladim sholi Manishtana alayla zeh. First the children ask, what's different about tonight? Az anachnu mazvir lehem al ba kosos, and then we would tell them about the four cups. Vaz amrim behem, haba natchil b'kos rishana. And then we would tell them, let's start with the first cup. Aval Mishnah Madgisha Vekana Ben Shoel Aviv. Mishnah stresses, and now the man asks, the boy asks the father, Rak Achrei Kiddush VeHalachmania. Only after Kiddush and Halachmania. So good, you could give a lot of answers, say we immediately have to do Kiddush halachically. Lots of answers, but this is one of those times when the answer is much more important than the question, really for all of life. Zoi mamish haTorah hachi motuka me'Alexander. This is mamish the sweetest Torah from Alexander. Hadavar yishon inina lishol she'elot. The first thing is not to ask questions. Zot lo ha'atchala. That's not the beginning. Hadavar yishon hu she'ata tzarich liyot mechubar l'mashu shehu amok yoter me'sholot. The first thing is you need to be connected to something which is deeper than questions. Ko kach amok. So deep. Once you're connected to something which is beyond, then ask all the questions in the world. But first, there's Kiddush. First, there's feeling Kedusha. Kadesh umamash or Ein Sof. Kadesh is mamash, the light of beyond. Kol haSeder kvar kalul b'Kadesh. The whole Seder is really included in Kadesh. And the unique holiness which comes down to us on that night. If Sharma Mash Alecha Libun, you can mamash go crazy. Chandaf Gachar Kaddish, Kadela Soktat Seder, Kadela Rida Tagdusha Narazot Leolam, the Toch Kilim, Tzorch Lechol Shelot. Because there's just too much light to bring vessels into the light, so then that's why we have to ask questions. Atam Yudimazek Dusha, you know what Kedusha is? Ein laze milim. There's no words. Lamito shel davar, kodesh hu me'ever lekelim milim. Holiness is beyond words or vessels. Aval tem yodim ma, dafka mikoach hakedusha hazot shel kadesh, shehi legamrei me'ever lekol davar olami, dafka from this place of holiness, which is beyond this world, yesh lanu hakoach leredet le'olam leteken oto. We can go down to the world and fix it. Va. So why do we start off with Kiddush? To feel connected to holiness. And then we can ask any question in the world. But now our questions are not just questions about God, like academic questions. The questions from the world of Kedusha, which the mamash first jump into the swimming pool of holiness, and then we can mamash start asking all the questions in the world. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life Torah. Okay, another life Torah coming up. Urchatz Karpas. Patchalata Seder, Anitoek Kaddish. In the beginning of the Seder, I scream Kaddish. Ribono Shalom, Kol HaShana Lo Arachti Et Atzmi. The whole year I didn't value myself. Shachachti Kama Kadosh Ani Yechol Liyot. I forgot how holy I could be. Aba Alayla Ani Yodea Shani Yechol Liyot Mamash Kadosh. But tonight I know I can mamash be holy. Vani mamash mitchanen lefanecha. Sanctify me and my children and all of Am Yisrael. Vaz ani tzorek, and then I scream, Urchatz, wash. And I say, liyot amenakeh shelcha. I want to be your cleaner. V'yesh li et hasabon hachi kadosh ba'olam. And I have the best soap in the world. Hamatza, the matza. Chaticha achat shel matza menakeh oti bifnim ba'ofen hachi amuk. One piece of matza cleans me inside in the deepest way. Kol hashana kishniyore mishu shapir tzivah meluchlach. the whole year, when I see someone whose face is a little dirty, sheish lo kol kach harbe avak al neshama, that has so much dirt and filth on his soul, an infinite Roshi, I turn my back. Ein li koach li taseki to, I don't have time to deal with him. Aval alayla achar kadesh, but tonight after kadesh, ani omer urchatz, bring it on, I want to wash it. Ribono shel olam, master of the world, tenen liyot amirakeshacha, let me be your cleaner. Az yesh li mamash koach leredet letoch kol amirut shel olam, now I can go into all of the pain of the world. Karpas. The karpas. And you look at the yerek v'tovelotov v'mayim amarim. I take the vegetable and I immerse it in the bitter waters. Which, by the way, reminds us of the immersing of Yosef HaTzadik in the blood of the coat, which got this whole tragedy started. But that's a Torah for another day. Ki ani yodea shevasof etzei misham etaken et kol mirot. Because I know in the end I'm going to go out of there and I'm going to fix all of the bitterness. Beautiful. So we're going, tonight we want to wash away all the bitterness from this place of holiness. Ur chasad, in the karpas. Finally, last Torah for today. We've got it into yachatz, breaking of the matzah. V'achar kach magia yachatz, and now comes yachatz. Nachnu lukhim at the matzah v'shovrim oto l'shtei chatichot. We take the matzah and we break it into two pieces. The big piece we remain revealed on the table on the time of Haggadah. The bread of affliction where we enter many things. Right? That's the pshat oni from a language of affliction, but also to answer. But the big piece, a small piece, I apologize, and the big piece we put for Tzafon, which is for the Afikomen. And of course you know the custom. The children steal the Afikomen and then they bring it back to us. You know what this means? Kodem anachnu korim et kol ha'sipor shel avdut. First, we read the whole story about slavery. Shela'inoi, shela'tzaros, of the pain, of the afflictions. V'matzah munachad lefaneinu ala shulchan, and the matzah is placed before us. Imnei sha'matzah ya'arufua l'chol ha'pesa'im shelanu. Because the matzah is going to heal us from all of our wounds. V'omer ha'magin mikoshnitz, v'ama matzah tzirchel li'atfura. It says, ha'magin mikoshnitz asks, why does the matzah have to be broken? Why do we break the matzah before the Haggadah? In order to heal yourself and the whole world, the first thing you have to know to heal the world is that we live in a broken world. Right? Why is that the first thing we do under the chuppah? We break the cup. It's minus that the world is broken, and now we got to take this happiness to fix the world. Somebody who doesn't know that the heart of every Jew is broken, the heart of every person is broken, doesn't know anything about this world. We don't live in a perfect world. You live in a world of brokenness. And that's what makes this world so special and so unique. How will the world go back to completion? From the hiddenness, from the hidden part of the matzah, from the afikomen. Who gives us the afikomen to heal our wounds, to bring the Mashiach? Hayeladim shelanu, our children. Hayeladim shelanu hem ela sheyecholim lerapeh ot ha'olam mikol ha'shever. Our children are the ones who can heal the world from all the brokenness. Behem yesh od mashu ma'atamim. And then there's still something pure. Shalem sheolam kol kach zakuklo. Something complete the world still needs. Givalt. So just to review, we started out connecting to the Kiddush of Kadesh before we asked the questions to bring the great light into vessels. We go out and we say, Urchatz Karpas, we want to wash away all the bitterness of the world from this place of holiness. Then we recognize, Yachatz, the world is broken. And only from that place of realizing that there's a lot of brokenness in the world can the purity of the children bring back the true redemption. The Geula Shleima, may it come today. The beautiful works of Shlomo Karlbach and Leiva Shamayim, Shmuel Zivun. Any questions, comments, please let me know. I can also send you a transcript because I am translating this book into English. It's an amazing sefer. Have a Chag Kasher v'Pesach Sameach.